We decided this year, the past financial year, that we would put more money into the milk price. So we put an additional $1.8 million into milk price and bolstered our what we call the total farmer returns to just over 58 cents a litre on average. So certainly for most of our farmers, certainly that's put them in good spirits when you compare that to the rest of the industry in southern Australia.
58.5, is it? When was it last time it was this high? Has it been this high before?
It's probably a record, actually. We're pretty pleased with it. We've got great relationships with the retailers, the social media play that's happening at the moment through people wanting to support the farmer-owned brands and trying to get more money back into the farmers' pockets is certainly supporting our business.
And does that price differ depending on whether you're a northern or a southern supplier? Because I know when you, in the last price announcement, the southern suppliers were getting slightly less.
Yeah, so the southern suppliers do get a little bit less, and that's around their milk is actually destined for the Sydney market, and there's a little bit more competition in the Sydney market. So, but they're only marginally back on prior year. So on average, they're all doing pretty well.
Has that caused a bit of a divide, though, between Norco suppliers, having that difference in price?
Yeah, there's no secret around that. It certainly hasn't been accepted by well, but it's about actually getting all our farmers supporting the Queensland market and supporting our southern farmers in growing into the Sydney market. We're certainly getting customers saying we want product in the Sydney market. On the other hand, we've got our farmers in Queensland saying we need higher prices. We have lots of things going on up here that actually mean that we need a higher price to support ourselves. So we're trying to find that balance of supporting our farmers in Queensland and northern New South Wales to grow, and actually our southern farmers actually supporting their businesses by actually finding new markets to allow them in their growth strategies to grow their businesses too.
How long can Norco actually sustain that price, and is there any opportunity for further increases?
Well, we just put out the retrospective step-up payment, so we increased it 0.5 cent a litre for the first quarter of this year. We talked more about the capital investment programs that we will have going forward. There's some new projects internally to actually generate increased revenues and not only revenue but profit and fill gaps in the market. So there's some really interesting bits that haven't been finalised but certainly working on, which ultimately, if you're going to invest, they need to get capital returns, and those returns may very well find themselves in farmers' pockets.
And so how much money is going into the capital expansion then?
In this financial year, we'll do over $13 million worth of capital projects, which is significantly up on usually around $4, $5, $6 million. So we've put a lot more into it this year. And the projects going forward beyond this current financial year coming, or we're in now, will actually be even greater going forward. So we started to talk to our members about how do we actually get increased capital back into the business. We've got members putting money into the business already. How do we actually get more into the business to actually drive greater returns and support our farmers, but also actually give our new farmers options to actually come into Norco and supply Norco, and which ultimately is good for regional communities in New South Wales and Queensland.
And so what sort of projects? Can you give us an example?
I can't really give you too many examples, but some of them are around increasing our silo capacity. Some of them are around mixing tanks in regards to improving our infrastructure in ice cream, especially making sure that we've got larger capacity to make more ice cream. We know that the ice cream business is performing extremely well. We know that we're getting a lot of interest from export customers around ice cream. We're doing more work for the retail trades in Australia. And we continue to get some of these great brand the retailers in Australia doing their house brand products, or their super premium house brand products, are certainly growing in volume and giving us plenty of support in our ice cream business.
So demand from overseas for our frozen milk, the ice cream, but what about the fresh milk market? You had that big push into China.
Yeah, so the thought process was a number of years ago this was going to take off like a rocket. It took off, and we're finding the volumes are steadied. And we're still working on it. We've certainly found it an interesting market to work in. We've learned a lot, but it certainly hasn't gone where we would have anticipated 2 years ago.
So has the cooperative had to reassess China and that market?
Yeah, yes, we have, and how we tackle it. So it's certainly much more around ice cream now. We will continue with fresh milk. And we're actually working with the customers to actually figure out who's buying the product, are they consistent purchases, and trying to find that right channel to market in the China market, when it is a difficult market. We've certainly been one of the fortunate companies that have been recognised that we have a very high quality product, and that product actually ends up in good condition in the Chinese market. So that's good news for us. But how do we get those Chinese consumers to purchase it on a regular basis continues to still challenge us.
So why don't you think there is the demand for fresh milk in China that you thought there would be?
Interesting. It was a lot of it firstly came off when the Chinese were interested in purchasing Norco product and locking up the Norco piece was offering, you know, really large volumes and trying to woo the Norco business with, you know, let us be first, let us be the exclusive. Our learning is that we certainly need to pull back on what the estimations are that the customers actually give us, and there needs to be more work done in the market in not only letting consumers know what the product is, but how they consume that product and how they need to store that product to keep it at its best quality.
There are now other Australian dairy processors exporting that fresh milk to China. Are they taking a share of your market?
Now, when you look at nationally the volume going through, it still hasn't changed a great deal. So we've certainly seen some come in, some go out of the market, and we've come back a little bit. I think it's around 30,000, 35,000 litres a month that go into China. It's not a lot of milk, but it's certainly still consistent. Some of that volume has got a little of level of consistency around it now, and we're trying to actually just push that out into more cities at the moment.
And how much ice cream is going into China?
It's small, relatively small volumes. We've got a fair bit of couple of million litres going into the Japanese market. We've trialled a couple of shipments into China, and that's gone well, so we're just waiting for that feedback to come back into their market. But they're now in the Northern Hemisphere, so they're into their winter phase now, and the real interest won't come back until after Christmas. So it's certainly got some export managers working on the market and trying to lure the customer we need.